Well, as I'm sure you know, we've had a lot of trouble back in our home state, and we really appreciate all of you who have helped out by reaching down to your pockets and sending money to the various causes and the organizations that are helping out down there. And just want to say that what's happened has pretty much broken our hearts, but not our spirits. So, to be New Orleans Baptists, coming back. Take y'all back to Bayou Tash.
You're in the Bootlegger Shack, and I'm your host, the Moonshiner. We're going to be listening to some blues and rock recordings. Starting this thing out with Sonny Landreth, Back to Biotech, recorded 2005 at Broadway Plaza Stage in Eugene, Oregon.
She knows I'm blowing with the season change. Looking at me in my hell, just a little bit longer, you'll be gone so long out west. Just a little bit longer to pass back to Bayou Tash. The wheel lights are in all the moans, crossing this levee road alone. The gravel out bust and the dust I breathe won't shake a haunting word to me. Yes, just a little bit longer, you'll be gone so long out west. Stay shy, just a little bit longer to pass back to Bayou Tash. We'll be right back.
Thank you. Hey, while you got your hands going one time, if you please, on the bass from Lafayette, Louisiana, the one and only Mr. David Ranson. Come on. Come on now. And on the drums from Lake Charles, Louisiana, please, if you will, one time, the one and only Mr. Kenneth Blevins. Come on.
You're in the bootlegger shack.
Sing. Open my eyes. I've been dreaming. Open my eyes. I've been dreaming. After all this time, it seems so strange. I woke up today, changed my way of living. Are you thinking thoughts of loving me? My love for you is something warm, like several drops of laughter, giving life and taking form. Dream dreams of unborn children.
Country Joe and Barry Melton, which is Country Joe McDonald and Barry the Fish Melton. Used to be Country Joe and the Fish. And the song was called Sing, Sing, Sing. Recorded 1970 at Bath and West Showground in Somerset, England. Now we're going to listen to Pat Benatar from 1981. On the King Biscuit Flower Hour in Austin, Texas, You Better Run.
Oh, It's the all-new Leave It to Beaver, starring Barbara Billingsley, Hugh Beaumont, Tony Dow, and Billy Idol as the Beaver.
Dear, we're coming up to him home. Did you notice how he had his hair cut this afternoon?
No, I didn't see him. Did he have it cut too short?
No, but you should see what he had that barber do to him. Why, it's up on the side, and in the back it sort of goes all like this, and it's all full of oil. Well, honey, I can't describe it. You just have to see it.
Well, let's take a look at it.
You see what I mean? Isn't that terrible?
It certainly is.
I swear he just looks like a gangster. You know, the next thing, he's going to be wearing a leather jacket and motorcycle boots.
Come now, dear. You've been watching too many of those live television shows.
Wouldn't you think he could see how ridiculous he looks to us?
Well, I'm sure he will see sooner or later, June, but in the meantime, it's practically impossible for parents to make a boy see himself through their eyes.
Well, I wish he'd see himself through somebody's eyes. I just about had enough of this.
Beaver, would you pipe down? You're making me nervous.
Hey, you're eating yogurt. Did you know yogurt's made from active cultures?
Mm-hmm.
And do you know what that means?
Mm-mm.
It means it's alive.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Yogurt's alive. And you know what happens when live things get in you, don't you?
Uh-uh.
They search for nourishment. In fact, right now, little yogurt parasites are stampeding through your system, attaching themselves to vital organs and leaching the life out of them. That cup of yogurt is eating you from the inside out, chewing on you from tongue to tailbone. That's why eating yogurt helps you lose weight. So go on. Have some cool, delicious yogurt. Yogurt, it's like swallowing a ravenous rat whole.
This message brought to you from the National Ice Cream Council, who urges you to stop eating yogurt because it's alive, and that's pretty icky.
Морван, Мадианс, дорогу.
said, well, the letter came this morning. Said my woman's coming home. Said, well, the letter came this morning. Well, said my woman's coming home. Well, now I'm hungry as a hole. Well, like a dog who smells the bone.
We just heard Bullfrog Brown and Steve Lurie with Breakfast with Steve. And that was off their 2009 CD titled With Steve Lurie. Now we're going to hear Big Country do Angle Park from 1984 at Tokyo, Japan.
And I go park, the mountain's back, and I go park.
we just heard HSAS, which was Sammy Hagar and Joe Satriani. The song was Valley of the Pyramids, recorded 1984 at Civic Auditorium in San Jose, California. You've been listening to the Bootlegger Shack, coming at you live on quackhouseradio.net. Now we're going to hear Flowin' Eddie, It Ain't Me, Babe, from 1975 at Bottom Line in New York City.
He upsets you, man. No, it's not, man. We don't have shit either. Okay, if you came to hear that kind of garbage, you may as well go away right now, because we don't do that.
We're just California guys, man. We don't know from it. We come out here to the East Coast.
We don't need that shit because we got our own shit, folks.
Let's lay some shit up.
Here's the deal. We're going to play here until, a long time. So you may as well get drinks and just get wasted.
Oh, we sound so much better than that. You stay a little drunk, man. We sound great.
We'd like to dig deep into the memory book and bring forth one of our favorite tunes.
No, it's not.
You speak for yourself. Okay, you folks may have sung this one to you.
Old lullaby.
Oh.
Ozzy Osbourne did Mr. Crowley from 1981 at St. Denis Theater in Montreal, Canada. Now we're going to hear Tower of Power, recorded at the Ultrasonic Studios in Hempstead, New York, 1974. And the song is called Time Will Tell.
Time Will Tell. Come down just exactly how you planned them. Hey, life's just that way. You better face the facts, sweet lady. Things change from day to day. It all depends upon the situation. Who can say it is right? Time will tell. Oh, then we'll both know so very well. Time will tell. So just be patient till you reach the realization. You can't have joy without a little sadness too. That's just the way it is. Hey, but girl, I believe we're gonna make it, but not without our share of our ups and downs. You can't expect life to be a total paradise, but if we just stay together, girl, would it be so nice? Time will tell. Oh, then we'll both know so very well. Time will tell. Oh, baby.
Some stations give you cars.
Some stations give you cash.
But this station's going to help you celebrate Mardi Gras.
That's right,
Mardi Gras.
Fat Tuesday.
New Orleans.
The French Quarter.
Unfortunately, we can't afford to actually send you to Mardi Gras, so we're doing the next best thing.
We're bringing Mardi Gras to you.
Just be the 10th caller when you hear this sound. And station representative Joe the Knife Cusmino will come over to your house, get blind stinking drunk, throw up on your shoes, and show you his tits.
Just like they do at Mardi Gras.
Then he'll fall into a drunken stupor on your front lawn, reeking of gin and covered with his own vomit.
Just like they do at Mardi Gras.
Is New Orleans a fun town or what?
This station accepts no responsibility in the event that Joe the Knife's Mardi Gras celebration gets so far out of hand that you both wind up on the next Cops, the stuff we couldn't show you on TV video. Although we'd be very interested in viewing any footage of Joe's tits.
It's Mardi Gras in New Orleans.
And boy, are you going to wish you were there.
Keep listening for your
chance
to win.
Listen to me. Television is not the truth. So turn off your television sets. Turn them off right in the middle of the set.
Hipsters. Flip stars,
and finger popping daddies. Knock me your loads.
Oh, good shit. sail the shore. Stay out of the way of the gunshot devil. Oh, good shepherd, feed my one for balls, I said one for signs, one for to make my heart.
Just listen to Hot Tuna do Good Shepherd from 2000 at the Mystic Theater in Petaluma, California. Here's a track from The Beatles, recorded at Westwood One BBC Studio. Everybody's Trying to Be My Baby.
Everybody's trying to be my baby now. When I last night, half past four, women knocking on my door. Everybody's trying to be my baby. Everybody's trying to be my baby. Everybody's trying to be my baby now. Say late for a home had a 19 days. Everybody's trying to be my baby. Everybody's trying to be my baby. Everybody's trying to be my baby now. And they called it free. Everybody's trying to be my baby. Everybody's trying to be my baby. Everybody's trying to be my baby now.
The Carl Perkins song, Everybody's Trying to Be My Baby, and the Larry Williams rocker, Dizzy Miss Lizzy. The last song the Beatles performed for the BBC was broadcast just before noon on the 7th of June, 1965. It was a song out as a single at the time and included in Help, their second.
You've been listening to The Bootlegger Shack. We're going to play this set out with a track from Government Mule from 1996. Recorded in Atlanta, Georgia. Thelonious Beck.
I
Thanks for listening.